Chapter 1. Anthropology. Economic anthropology often draws on foundational theories about how societies organize production and value. One influential perspective views early human communities as operating within systems where goods were shared based on social relationships rather than market dynamics, which some refer to as gift economies. These early forms of exchange emphasized communal ownership and mutual obligation, contrasting sharply with the structure of modern capitalist economies. In many small-scale or non-industrialized societies, the exchange of goods is deeply embedded in social and cultural life. For example, ceremonial trade systems involving items such as necklaces and armbands not only transfer material goods but also reinforce bonds, obligations, and social status within the community. These systems demonstrate how economic activity can foster relationships and promote social cohesion. Further interpretations of such practices highlight how certain objects, because of their cultural or ancestral significance, cannot be easily traded or replaced. These possessions often carry identity-defining value and can shape social roles and hierarchies. In more industrialized contexts, the relationship between people and the goods they produce becomes more abstract. As labor is commodified, individuals can feel disconnected from both their work and the outcomes it produces. This detachment reflects a broader sense of alienation, where personal identity and social meaning become entangled with consumer goods. The symbolic value of commodities often eclipses their practical use, as people seek fulfillment and status through consumption. Comparing these dynamics across different societies provides insight into how economies shape, and are shaped by, human relationships and cultural meanings. In the late 1960s, a fresh perspective in anthropology emerged, highlighting how material conditions, such as technology, infrastructure, and economic systems, play a crucial role in shaping human societies. This viewpoint, often referred to as cultural materialism, was a response to earlier theories that placed greater emphasis on ideas, beliefs, and symbolic systems rather than the tangible realities of life. While previous theories concentrated on how people perceived and interpreted their world, cultural materialism shifted the focus to the concrete foundations of culture, proposing that societal changes are often rooted in physical conditions rather than merely in mental constructs. Although this shift developed independently of earlier discussions on social exchange and circulation, it also examined how objects and material processes shape social structures. This emphasis led to broader questions about the connection between the material world and cultural systems within the field of anthropology. The concept of economy itself, which originates from the idea of home management, is closely tied to this discussion. Anthropological research on the home has long shown that it is more than just a private space. It often reflects wider societal norms and hierarchies. For example, in certain traditional households, the home might seem to be a space dominated by women due to their visible presence and roles. However, a closer examination reveals that the power dynamics within these homes often mirror and are influenced by the larger patriarchal society outside. In these situations, domestic arrangements can act as symbolic microcosms where the internal dynamics echo and reinforce the external social order. Despite serving as a boundary between the public and private spheres, the home is seldom independent. It is usually intertwined with and shaped by broader political, economic, and gendered frameworks. Even when the home gives the impression of female agency, it may still function under rules and values imposed from the outside. These dynamics underscore the intricate interplay between domestic life and the broader societal structures at play. Practice and materiality are intertwined within the home, as the physical space both enables and restricts certain forms of social interaction. The Berber home highlights the distinction between indoor and outdoor practices. These two forms of practice are influenced by the differing social expectations within each realm. They are separated by the physical boundaries of our homes. In the 1980s, anthropologists began to pay closer attention to how our physical surroundings and material culture influence society. A significant shift during this period was the recognition that objects, much like people, have their own social journeys and histories. Instead of being viewed as mere static items, these objects began to be seen as having social lives, with meanings, values, and functions that evolve based on cultural and historical contexts. One viewpoint highlighted that transforming objects into commodities isn't just an economic process, it's deeply rooted in culture. Objects are assigned specific definitions and values that mirror the moral and symbolic frameworks of a society. These frameworks, or moral economies,